Is drought a possibility this year? Let's look at some ways to limit the forage problems drought can cause. Stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Last time when I told you about repairing fence, I didn't mention digging post holes. I mention it now because below 2 feet, the soil was dry. If it remains that way until spring, drought could easily become a problem this summer, at least in my area. But even those of you in other regions need to consider ways to minimize damages if rainfall is short. Just look to the south for evidence of how destructive a drought can be. Fortunately, if you take action early, you can minimize some of drought's problems. For starters, prepare a strategy for using leftover hay. One of the better options is to feed hay a bit longer this spring before turning cows out to permanent pasture. Now, I know this action is exactly opposite of my usual recommendation to graze more and feed less hay, but allowing pastures to accumulate a bit more growth before grazing begins will provide more total grazable forage if drought prevents much regrowth later on. Leftover hay also can be used later during the grazing season to give pastures more time to recover between grazings. Another strategy is planting drought-tolerant forages for pasture or hay. Summer annual grasses like Sudan grass, sorghum Sudan hybrids, and pearl millet are excellent choices. Wait until soils are good and warm before planting these grasses, though. Late May or early June usually is best. So reserve some ground now for these drought insurance grasses before you plant everything to corn, beans, and other crops. And don't forget about possibly planting these grasses as a double crop into the stubble after wheat harvest. If the rains don't come, planning and acting now to reduce potential forage losses from drought will pay big dividends.
Look to those area hay prices after this.